This is the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments.
And we are back to the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments. I'm Roland S. Martin. In this week's profile, UBR correspondent Angelique Westerfield introduces us to an entrepreneur who is the very visionary behind Ethiopia's first commodities exchange. In 1984, news and government agencies around the world reported that over 8 million people in Ethiopia were suffering from a massive famine. In 2002, Ethiopia was on the verge of another famine that would affect 14 million people. That's when this entrepreneur set out to do what some would declare impossible: curb the enormous crisis. Following Angelique's report, we'll hear this week's inspiration and motivation from entrepreneur and UBR motivational speaker, Curtis R. Monday. Angelique?
Thank you, Roland. For over 15 years, Eleni Gabri McDean has held senior positions as an economist, commodities trade expert, and market researcher at the World Bank, United Nations, and Washington, D.C.'s International Food Policy Research Institute. In 2004, Gabri McDean returned to Ethiopia with an idea to help curb the food crisis there. With the support of her government and a top management team, they began developing Ethiopia's first commodities exchange.
What we've put together is a unique design, and in some ways we're doing things that other countries are not doing anywhere. Our exchange is both a spot as well as a futures trading system. So spot is trading for immediate delivery within 10 days, whereas futures is a delivery at a future point in time. Most exchanges only offer futures trading and leave the spot contracts or trading to the off-exchange markets. We felt that the discipline of trading in an orderly spot market was really important before progressing or graduating to a futures market. And I think that's been a very important decision for Ethiopia to take.
After studying the historical trading market systems in London, New York, and Chicago, as well as emerging markets in India, China, and South Africa, Gabri McDean and her staff created a mixed-matched market system tailored to the needs of Ethiopia. Coffee, maize, wheat, haricot beans, and sesame are traded on the exchange in traditional trading pits and through an online electronic system.
In addition to that, we're also running a warehouse and quality control operation, and we're also running a clearinghouse for the payments. So our scope of activities is much broader, and that's because of the country conditions. Over time, we hope that, you know, these businesses will emerge and we'll be able to outsource them to partners.
The exchange will soon establish warehouse receipt financing, allowing farmers to establish product collateral. This will then motivate local lending institutions to grant business loans for agricultural farming expansion and growth.
When you think about, you know, the rural sector in Africa, in any most African countries, rural finance is very, very weak. There's a huge gap in terms of demand for finance, both the trade finance and production finance. And the reason for that is because banks are very unwilling to lend to agricultural producers or farmers because agriculture is so risky and it's very hard to have collateral. Our warehouse operation allows the commodity to be securely stored, you know, in a guaranteed bonded warehouse under our control. Then basically we're taking some of the risk off of the bank. So we're assuring the bank that that commodity is held in a secure location and, you know, has been graded, and so we know what the value of it is on the market. And so therefore they can turn around and lend against it.
Gabri McDean admits that it has been a struggle to convince local farmers to convert from traditional Ethiopian trading practices to a modernized trading system. Along with her top management team, she frequently travels to farming areas around the country recruiting members. Membership costs about $5,000 American. Farmers typically join as a collective. As membership increases, farmers acknowledge the benefits of joining the exchange.
Through using the exchange, they're better equipped to negotiate for better prices for their commodities because the exchange provides price information on daily trades, which are reported by grade or quality.
In the near future, Gabri McDean looks to developing a contract system to protect against natural disasters.
That's really important to our economy. The Chicago Climate Exchange, the European Climate Exchange, that are offering these types of products, we would definitely be interested in and exploring within the next 18 months because climate is so important in our part of the world and increasingly so because of climate change.
Eleni Gabri McDean's groundbreaking efforts has positioned Ethiopia to be a rising leader in the global market. To learn more about Eleni Gabri McDean and the Ethiopian Commodities Exchange, visit www.ecx.com.et. For the Urban Business Roundtable, I'm Angelique Westerfield.